Day 3, the ABCDs of emotions. Hi, how are you? Did you start to become aware of your own ABCDs? And are you getting a clearer picture as to why you do good or bad things? Today, we will explain to you about human behavior, especially your own. For example, why are you listening to this program right now? In fact, there are always four steps to follow. The behavior of all human beings. These four steps are as we called A, B, C and D. Simple, right? Step 1, A, as we have said, something happened, a fact, an event. In your example, maybe you do not make the right food choices and you have a problem with your weight. Step 2, B, you have a thought about it. You tell yourself that you have had enough, that you want to feel better about yourself. Step 3, C, you then automatically feel the emotion. A motivation takes you by the hand. And yes, motivation is in fact a positive motivation that can technically lead to step 4, D, your behavior. You get the CD and are listening to it at this very moment. This is what explains the behavior of all human beings. There are always these four steps, A, B, C, and D, which occur often very rapidly and without us really being conscious of them. In other words, automatically. If you can right now, I suggest that you write these four steps down on paper or on your computer. First line, write A, the fact, what happened to you. Second line, step 2, write B, your thoughts and what you say to yourself in your head about this. Third line, step 3, write C, your emotion, what you automatically feel. And fourth line, step 4, write D, your automatic behavior, what you do. By looking at what you wrote, look at the key words. My. My thoughts, my emotions, and my behavior. This means that regardless of the situation or the fact that you are facing, other people, friends, parents, children, colleagues or enemies cannot be responsible for emotions and behavior. It's your thoughts that automatically provoke your emotions, which in turn automatically provoke your behavior. Let's go back to the case of Ginny. She had been attending Dr. Laroque for 7 weeks to help her to lose weight. Everything was going well and she had already lost 1 stone 5 pounds. She fell back into old habits. She hadn't had any sugar cravings since she started the program, but all of a sudden her cravings appeared again. She said to Dr. Laroque that it was always the same thing. She could not understand why she couldn't control sugar and food, but could easily control other parts of her life. She felt hopeless and was about to give up. Dr. Laroque's response was to tell her that she did not have a problem with food or sugar. She argued back and told Dr. Laroque that the more she told herself that she shouldn't do it, the worse it got. Dr. Laroque asked if she would explain her behaviour over the last week, and wanting to be polite, she nodded her head in agreement, but without conviction. He asked her if anything new had happened over the past week. She answered, nothing special. He probed further and she ended up telling him that she had had an overload of work before she was to take her vacation in the coming weeks. Dr. Laroque wrote out the ABCDs to explain her behaviour to her and why she was eating without being able to stop. A, the event. Vacations are coming up and she has many files to complete. B, her thoughts. She tells herself that she has to complete all her files before going on vacation. C, her automatic emotion. She feels very anxious and very worried. When Dr. Laroc asked her to assess her anxiety on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst, she immediately replied 8 out of 10. And her automatic behaviour? She lost control over her food intake and couldn't stop eating sweets. Ginny agreed that this was her to a T and asked what could she do to stop eating. Dr. Laroc told her it was true that telling herself not to eat during a life crisis would not give any results. He understood when she said she could not stop and told her that this was the case for most people who have problems with food, alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, gambling, or any other excessive behaviour. And he told her, therefore, that she should not feel guilty. We know that we shouldn't feel guilty, but unfortunately, guilt is stronger than us or any force. Ginny's lips parted a bit and she allowed herself a slight smile. Dr. Laroc explained to her that the intensity of a behaviour, such as eating chocolate without being able to stop, as if to feel a bottomless pit, follows the same intensity as the emotion provoking it. A major, overwhelming, intense emotion will automatically result in a major, overwhelming behaviour of the same intensity. The stronger the emotion, the stronger the behaviour, and the harder it is to control simple willpower. However, a small emotion will result in a small behaviour which can be controlled by willpower. This is why Dr. Laroc said that she did not have a problem with food or sweets, she had a problem with her emotions. We will see tomorrow how we can help you change all that. Bye for now.